Okay, Rabotai, Hilchot Tefillin. We continue Ben Yishchai Le'olam. So, Lo Yachlot Shel Yad Degamre. So, when it comes to taking off the Tefillin, Lo Yachlot, he should not take off Tefillin Shel Yad completely Ad She Yachlot Shel Rosh. In other words, in the middle of taking off the Tefillin Shel Yad, he has to pause, take off Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then continue to take off shel yad. Why is that? What's wrong with taking off, you know, first completely shel yad and then shel rosh? Because the Torah says in Shema, it says vayudvod bein enecha, right? It says yihyu shtayim bein enecha kol zman shebein enecha. Then the whole time while the tefillin shel rosh, it's ben enecha, it's on your head. So then yihyu shtayim, you need to have both on, shel yad and shel rosh. So if you take shel yad completely, so then you're going to have just shel rosh. That's the reason that, you know, we do not take completely shel yad first and then shel rosh, but rather zehu seder chalitzatam. Techila yasir hakrichot shel ha'etzba. First, he should take off the wrapping around his finger. The yasir gamken shtaim v'sharosh kirchot ma'al zero. Right, he shouldn't just take off the tefillin, right, and put it in the middle of his finger. No, he should take off also shtaim v'sharosh al zero, and then, right, כדי לעשות החליצה כמו הנחה, שהניח את תפילין של יד תחילה. רמז לדבר, he says, כאשר יחנו, כן יישאו. The same way that they parked, right, with the בחני ישראל, the same way they should יישאו. You should, when they get on the journey, the same order should be followed. Because there was a certain order when they would encamp. Who is going to be camping in what side, etc. So they should follow the same route when they yisau. Ach lo yasir tefillin shel yad legamrei. But then it says he should not take off first tefillin shel yad completely. Aval tefillin das kamal bar nedere. Right, hamshu guftu ba'ad ben enecha boshe. So that's why מפני שצריך לקיים מה שלמעלה כתוב ולטוטפות בין עיניך. כל זמן שבין עיניך יהיו שתיים. While בין עיניך you have the תפילין של ראש, you need to have של יד as well. לכך, אחר שהסיר שתיים ושלוש כרחות תפילין של יד מעלה זרוע, so that's why after he removed the תפילין של יד from his fingers and also around the arm, so then you should take off shel rosh, and then you should sit down and take off tefillin shel yad. Okay, I don't think I'm being mechadesh anything here. Just good to review. So, and then the Ben Yishchai says va'afal gav de hasarat. I mean, you see this svara. He says va'afal gav de hasarat ekirchot godem hasarat tefillin shel rosh lo nitparshel lihed. Lehed yabdi arizal, but it says im kol zeh maharshu Shmuel Vital hichriach ken kedei lehashrut. Fine. So he says omnam the Ben Yishchai says omnam hasevara mechayevet kefi sudan shel devarim. So there is here also there is kabbalah kefi sudan shel devarim shetzarich shetiye hahasara kemo hanacha. That when we remove the tefillin, we should follow the same order when we put the tefillin. Shetzach lahasir hakerichot shel ha'etzba me'umad. So he says also another thing that, you know, a person should stand up and take off shel yad like this, right? And then he says to sit and take off a few of the zeroam. V'yashiv so v'yeshev. ויסיר השלושה כרחות מן הכרחות הזרוע מיושב, כאשר כרחה מיושב. Because when he put it on, it was sitting. Then he has to stand up. Right? So this is Rabbalah, right? So again, what do we do? First we open here, and then we sit down. We take 2-3 off, then we stand up. Take tefillin shel rosh, right? And then we sit down and take the rest. This is Rabbalah, right? So, because that has to be standing up. Taking off to finish the rosh, you have to stand up. Right? So he said there is another sefer that says the shnayim shalosh of the zeroa. This also you should do it meumad. Ben Ish Chai said to sit down. So he justifies it. He says, right? Rabbeinu Chida. בציפורן שמיר כתב יסיר כלכות האצבע מעומד, ולא זכר כלכות הזרוע, עיין שם. ונרעדת צריך לדרדר, להסיר השלוש כלכות של הזרוע מיושב. Right, so the Ben Ish Chai says, even though it's not clear by the rest, the Ben Ish Chai says, there is one opinion that says that when you do everything, even this, you do standing up. But the Ben Ish Chai insists that it's better to sit down and then get up and take off tefillin shel rosh. Kasher yachanu kach yisau. It says on Shabbat we say menuchat ahava undava. Menuchat emet. Mincha shel Shabbat. Right. Menuchat emet ve'emuna. What does it mean? Menuchat emet ve'emuna. Right. What is menuchat emet ve'emuna? Yesh lavin ma. Mechila. Thank you. Ma menuchat emet ve'emuna v'chiyesh menucha she'ena emet. Do you have menucha? Menucha yigira hagira megiderim. Yani she menuchat emet ve'emuna. Menucha yehagiri. What is hagiri? So he brings here b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Miradvil in Sefer Or Yitzchak ki melech basar v'adam shenoten menucha la'avodav. Zeh ocher la'avodatam. He said, when in Sinai, the entire world, there was a time that they used to make fun of the Jews in the theaters in Greece for keeping Shabbat. There was a midrash says they would bring a dead body on the thing in the theater, and they say, "Who is this? This is a Jew." On Shabbat, it doesn't work. You see what happens to him, right? They used to make fun of us keeping Shabbat. Then the world realized that they are better off if they give a day off, right? It's like the melech, if they rest and they could work better. So this is basar vadam, that shehamelech chafetz b'meluchatam kedei she'eleihem b'hem lehamshich b'avodatam. U'be'emet, right? He says that if the menucha would not be beneficial for the king, he wouldn't give them a day off, right? Because it's one day lost, but it's for his own benefit. Look, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sounds like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'menuchatam shel Am Yisrael b'yom HaShabbat b'shul shu rotzet b'menuchatam b'emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to rest and then to work him, to do Avodat Hashem more like, it doesn't, that's not the purpose. The purpose of the menucha is to itself. B'shul shu rotzet b'menuchatam b'emet ולא בשביל שהוא רוצה את עבודתם. רבי חנניה בן הרשב"י אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל.